This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
We are on Juz 25. In Surah Al-Fussilat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, سَنُرِيهِمْ آيَاتِنَا فِي الْآفَاقِ وَفِي أَنفُسِهِمْ حَتَّى يَتَبَيَّنَ لَهُمْ أَنَّهُ الْحَقِّ أَوَلَمْ يَكْفِي بِرَبِّكَ أَنَّهُ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ شَهِيدٍ. Allah said, we will show them our signs in the universe and in their own selves, within themselves, until it becomes manifest to them, becomes clear to them that this Qur'an is the truth. Is it not sufficient in regard to your Rabb that He is a witness over all things? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's challenge. And this is what science and scientific discovery and technology must do. Science and scientific discovery and technology that takes us away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is what seems to be happening today, is from shaitan. Then Allah said, وَيَسْتَجِيبُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ وَيَزِيدُهُمْ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ وَالْكَافِرُونَ لَهُمْ عَذَابٌ شَدِيدٌ. Allah said, and He, Jalla Jalaluhu, answers the dua of those who believe, the Muslims, and do righteous deeds, and increases His bounty for them. And as for the disbelievers, theirs will be a severe torment. Then Allah said, وَلَوْ بَسَطَ اللَّهُ رِزْقَ لِعِبَادِهِ لَبَغَوْا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلَكِنْ يُنَزِّلُ بِقَدَرٍ مَّا يَشَاءُ إِنَّهُ بِعِبَادِهِ خَبِيرٌ بَصِيرٌ. Allah said, and if Allah were to enlarge the provision of His slaves, they would surely rebel in the earth. But He sends down by measure as He wills. Verily, He is, in respect of His slaves, well aware and all-seer of their needs and all-seer of whatever they need and they want. I remind myself and you, we make a lot of dua for wealth and so on and so on. But wisdom is in rida bil qada, being pleased with and being content with what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decided for us. That is the secret of happiness. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَمَا أَصَابَكُم مِّن مُصِيبَةٍ بِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِيكُمْ وَيَعْفُ عَنْ كَثِيرٍ. Allah said, and whatever misfortune befalls you, whatever problems happen to you, they are because of what your hands have earned. These hands can do good and also they can do evil. We have to be very careful with that. And He said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala still pardons much. So it is not that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala punishes us every time we deserve punishment. He pardons a lot and then He punishes us a little bit so that we can turn around and return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned the people who are good. He said, وَالَّذِينَ يَجْتَنِبُونَ كَبَائِرَ الْإِثْمِ وَالْفَوَاحِشَ وَإِذَا مَا غَضِبُوهُمْ يَغْفِرُونَ وَالَّذِينَ اسْتَجَابُوا لِرَبِّهِمْ وَأَقَامُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَأَمْرُهُمْ شُورَ بَيْنَهُمْ وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ. And Allah said, and those who avoid the great sins, the major sins, and fawahish, all kinds of shamelessness and zina and adultery, and when they are angry, they forgive. When they are angry, they forgive. See this beautiful ayat of the Quran. Allah is saying they forgive when they, because that's the time when it's very difficult to forgive. So when they are angry, they forgive. And those who answer the call of their Rabb, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala established, the call of the Rabb is what? Is Tawheed. Is that we believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone, and then Allah said, and they establish Islam, they establish a salah, they conduct their affairs by mutual consultation, which is shura, and who spend from what we have bestowed on them. So the avoiding of all major sins, especially fawahish, especially all shamelessness and adultery. And when they are angry, they forgive, and they answer the call of Allah, meaning when they are called to Islam, they come, they don't turn around, and they establish salah, and they conduct their affairs by mutual consultation, and they spend from what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed on them, And these are the signs of those who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu is pleased with, and who we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to include us among them, that we should be people who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya rahmatullahi.